Here are all that remains of the foundations of a calico printing works established by Robert Parsley Peel and his partners. During the late 18th and early 19th centuries, Church and Oswaldwistle played a major role in the development of calico printing, once Peel had learnt the secret of fixing colours by using iron acetate as a mordant or dye fixer. It is also suggested that Peel developed the use of metal engraving rather than wooden blocks to create patterns. Peel had gained a reputation for experimenting and was one of the first textile manufacturers to use carding cylinders. He began experimenting at his home with different forms of printing until, it is rumoured, his daughter brought him a sprig of parsley and suggested he use it as a pattern. Peel etched this pattern onto a pewter plate to enable printing. Peel's firm of Howarth, Peel and Yates began here in a small way at Brookside, Oswaldwistle, around 1764, but moved to Churchbank Church in 1772, where they set up their print works on the site of an old fulling mill. The factory here was also the site where Peel, the grandfather of the famous Prime Minister, stored and operated James Hargreaves' spinning jennies. In 1768, an angry group of cottage handloom weavers, fearful of the effect on their livelihoods, broke in and smashed all of the machines, including carding machines, following a raid at Hargreaves' cottage in Stanhill Village. In response, Peel moved his manufacturing away from Lancashire and established three mills in Burton-upon-Trent, the beginning of a vast family textile empire.